Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nicoletta, what is the main issue right now regarding the food courts and why they can't open at malls?
Yeah, well, the biggest issue is that, there's no food court seating allowed right now at all. So we're not allowed to see any guests. And what's happening is the guests who are coming to eat with us, which are very few, because most are opting not to eat with us at all in the food court. But what is happening is they're either sitting on the floor or they're taking their food and eating while walking through the mall. Some are eating off of surfaces in the mall, like even garbage cans. And I mean, I've seen all different stuff, but it's just been a big, big problem right now.
And I understand a petition has been going out to get the governor to allow the food courts to open. How has that petition drive been going?
We got a lot of news coverage initially. We were on four different news channels in Buffalo talking about the issue, but we never heard anything back. And I think we were already frustrated in the fact that, you know, we were all amped up and excited about spreading the word, and then just nothing happened. We never got a response at all. Was just kind of disappointing. So that's why I just resurfaced the issue. I sent out another email, including the petition and a letter to the editor, in hopes that just seeing it again would maybe get some kind of response.
How frustrating has it been, not just for Burger King, but the other restaurants in the food court of the Galleria?
Oh, it's just been terrible. It's very devastating to our businesses. I think that what people don't realize is that we are small businesses operating in small towns, and the fact that we are not allowed to see anybody at any capacity, whereas other freestanding restaurants and cafes can at least allow 50% capacity, but we have none. Our businesses are failing. I know that Burger King Corporation, it's my family's business, we've lost $400,000 in the last 4 months from our stores in the food courts in New York State because of this issue. And it has affected our employees to a huge extent. And, you know, we have all the same bills. We don't have any support coming in from the government like we did when the malls were shut down. So we have all the same bills and expenses, but we're only bringing in 25% of the business that we normally would. So it's very frustrating. And I know that for Burger King, it has affected us greatly, but I just can't even imagine the other food court restaurants, how they've been impacted by this. It's just really, really bad. So, yeah.
Is the food court capable of having the 50% capacity?
It is. I mean, I do not see why not. I think a key part of this is that in order for the malls to reopen in the first place, we had to upgrade our HVAC systems. So it's actually much safer than people realize for us to seat people in the food court than it is for them to go and sit at another freestanding restaurant or cafe that doesn't have that same upgraded HVAC system in place. And I don't see why we can't just seat the tables 6 feet apart, or at least put people, we could put like signs on the tables, you can't sit here, to ensure that people only sit 6 feet apart, like the same way that they do at other restaurants. And we could even put something on the floor directing people. I mean, there's certain measures that we could put in place to make sure that it's a safe environment for people to come in and sit and eat.
You said you're waiting to hear from Governor Cuomo or his office on this. Do you personally believe that the governor may be just deliberately holding off until a certain time?
You know, I have no idea. I don't know if maybe they just think that our request is ridiculous because they are not allowing any capacity at all right now. But we just, I think that us as Burger King Corporation and then the other food court restaurants are frustrated because we feel like we are just being treated unfairly compared to other freestanding restaurants. But so I don't know if they just think that, like, we're crazy, it'll never happen. But that's why we are speaking up now to say, like, hey, this is what's happening. And even we respect your decision, but at the same time, this is how it's affecting us. And if this does not change, we will be forced to shut down. So, I mean, I really, really hope that they will allow us at least 50% capacity. And if not, it's going to be really rough. And I think an important part of this to note, too, is, like, we don't want to get people sick. That's not our goal. That's not our intention. I know that some people have, you know, reacted kind of negatively or given some backlash, saying, like, we're just trying to spread the virus. That's not our intention at all. We really, really believe that we can still do this safely. And, you know, I don't see why it's any different to go and sit at a food court at 50% capacity than it is to go to a restaurant at 50% capacity. So I hope that, you know, Governor Cuomo or any other Erie County executives, the people we sent it to, will help at least to understand and see our perspective.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.